This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, good to have you with us right here. Hour number three. That means we're an hour away from Burgundy and Gold today, and we get the DOC. That's right. The Raging Bull is off today, apparently. So Rick Doc Walker coming up, Burgundy and Gold today, an hour from right now. But right now we go up to the Milwaukee-Green Bay area, which I know is not the same thing, but I'm not sure, honestly, where he is today. I think he's in Milwaukee today. Green Bay tomorrow. He's the host of the Green Bay Packers radio network coverage. Tomorrow night, Thursday night football, the Washington Commanders and the Green Bay Packers. We had him on less than 2 weeks ago to talk about Micah Parsons, and we said, you know, he's so good, we got to have him on a second time to pick his brain about the Packers and how Micah is fitting in. My guy, Doug Russell, is with us here on the Team 980. Hello, Dougie. How are you?
Christopher, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, we've already done this dance, but from a Commander's perspective. So I appreciate you joining us and providing us your insight. So today you are... So just to clarify, not that it matters, but today you're in Milwaukee, tomorrow at Lambeau, correct?
That is correct, yes. Right. You have my itinerary down to a T.
You know, I mean, I've known you long enough, so. what is that, about a two-hour drive, is that right? Am I remembering
that? About 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, and tomorrow's a gold season ticket holder package, which means it's the Milwaukee crowd, so getting out of Lambeau Field. Now, I'm there until the bitter end. I'm not leaving Lambeau until about 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So there won't be any traffic for me, but for anybody else who's going, if any of your listeners are planning on going to the game tomorrow, flying out to Milwaukee or Green Bay, just know if you're going to try to get back to Milwaukee, it's going to be character building. I'll just put it that way.
So what does that mean? The gold ticket, is that just the Milwaukee season ticket holder base? Is that what they do or?
Yeah, so 30 years ago, I guess a little bit more than 30 years ago now, when the Packers pulled out of Milwaukee, they used to play three games
at County Stadium, sure.
Yes, as listeners of a certain age will undoubtedly remember. But when Bob Harlan pulled all the games out of Milwaukee, he said, we're still going to have a Milwaukee season ticket holder package to, you know, just kind of say thank you to those. We're abandoning a stadium, not a city. And so those tickets, as has been the case for many generations, whether you have a green season ticket holder package or a gold season ticket holder package, those are passed down from generation to generation. So primarily most of the season ticket holders that will be at the ball game tomorrow will be from the Milwaukee area.
Interesting how they do that. So you have to be, I mean, just one more like if you're from Appleton, which is what, 45 minutes away from Lambeau Field roughly, what do you do? Are you in the Green Bay or are you in the Milwaukee, or if you're from a different, like how does I'm just curious, how does this work?
All right, so Appleton's a lot closer to Green Bay. We can use Fond du Lac or Sheboygan if you'd like.
Okay.
Just depends on when you bought your tickets. And, you know, that's about, both of those cities are about halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay. So most of them from that area probably are Green Bay season ticket holders, but certainly some of them are Old County Stadium patrons as well. Yeah.
Does this system work for everybody, or are people pissed, or how does that work?
People are used to it by now. The one area of consternation that Packers fans have about the Gold season ticket holder package is that a lot of the Milwaukee season ticket holders, if it's not a marquee game, they'll sell it. Mm. And even if it is a marquee game, they'll still sell those tickets. And last year they had all three division games. So they had three games that were Gold season ticket holder package games. And one was against the Bears, one was against the Vikings, and one was against the Lions. So it was just luck of the draw. It's 2-5. And if there is a ninth home game, those would go to the Milwaukee season ticket holders. And it just so happened last year they fell on all the division games. And there was a lot of Honolulu blue when the Lions came to town. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, because I was listening to an interview on our previous show. And our host, Kevin Sheehan, brought that up about how many road fans there are. And certainly we expect, because it's Lambeau Field, even though Thursday night is somewhat problematic for some people, turn it into a four-day weekend. We're expecting a lot of burgundy and gold, tomorrow night. And why not, right? And I know Matt LaFleur made a comment about that, I believe, after the Lions game, right?
There's been a concerted effort by Packers players and coaches and executives and fans and anyone associated, anyone who bleeds the green and gold, don't sell your season tickets to somebody else. But hey, listen, I mean, everybody's out to try to make a buck, right?
No doubt.
So if you can pay for your entire season tickets by selling one game, a lot of fans are going to do that. Yeah. So yeah, I anticipate seeing some burgundy and gold tomorrow night. All absolutely. Right.
Let's get to the game. 27-13 Packers over the Lions last week. The number one reason why, in your opinion, was what?
I think the Packers were just able to put pressure on Jared Goff. I think that was a big part of it. The Lions last year were the number one scoring team in the NFL. They got one garbage time touchdown on Sunday. I'm not going to put it all on Micah Parsons, but every time that he was in, and he was only in for 30 snaps, so he's not at 100% yet. He obviously skipped training camp with the Cowboys. But when he was in there, he was able to affect what the other 10 guys on the defense were doing. So if you look at the interception that Jared Goff threw to Evan Williams, it was because Micah Parsons forced Jared Goff into a quick step throw. And Evan Williams, who has great ball instincts, just went after it and was able to break, trusting that he wasn't going to lose containment, and he wound up getting the interception. Rashawn Gary got a sack and a half. Lucas Van Ness, who they've been begging to do something because he was a 13th overall draft choice a couple of years ago out of Iowa, he hasn't really been able to do anything his first 2 years. Now, when he was at Iowa, he would rush the passer mostly over the guards. They put him outside, and he struggled against NFL tackles. So if you can have Rashawn Gary on one side, Micah Parsons on the other, and rush Lucas Van Ness through the middle, you're going to see a much more effective player that they invested a first-round draft pick in a couple of years ago. So he just affects different guys on the field. And as I was talking to Rashawn Gary after the game, I said, is this just a case where everyone eats because of number one on your opposite side? He's like, yeah, I think he's going to make everybody a lot of money here.
Yeah. Interesting that you bring that up about Van Ness, because I've been talking about how Micah has to probably attack the interior of the Commanders offensive line, where they're without Sam Cosmi at right guard, who's a Pro Bowl guard, right? Because he's still coming back from knee. You got the rookie Josh Connerly on the right side. You have Tyler Biadasz, who kind of goes a little bit up and down in terms of pass protection. And I didn't even think about Van Ness. I was more thinking Micah, Rashawn Gary. But if you throw all three of those guys, and if they're making, I guess, a concerted effort to attack that interior, that could either force Jaden Daniels off his mark, which I presume is a good thing, but then you got to run and catch him, or it could just screw up everything that the Commanders are trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that Jaden Daniels has over Jared Goff, obviously, is mobility.
Yeah.
And that may be giving Washington a little bit more of an advantage than what we saw from more of a pure pocket passer in Jared Goff, who, you know, let's face it, I'm not going to say he's putting out on 18, but certainly he's made the turn of the clubhouse, if you know what I'm saying, as far as his NFL career is concerned. Jaden Daniels, he's just getting going. He's just getting started. So he's obviously a very accurate passer, and he's got the added dimension of being mobile as well. So that could present some issues. But as long as the Packers can contain the edge, I think they've got a real chance. But, you know, Devontae Wyatt got a sack against the Lions as well. So they're really attacking the ball right now. And that's the one thing that we haven't seen. We saw it a little bit more in Jeff Hafley's first season as Packers defensive coordinator. But when Joe Barry was here and he was the DC, it was much more passive. And what we've seen last year is more emphasis on, you know, flying to the football. And now they're just absolutely just annihilating the football right now. Again, granted, one game, I get it. Very, very small sample size. But the early returns were really, really good from what we saw when you've got that configuration with Micah Parsons in the game.
No doubt. Helps to have that personnel. Helps to have that guy that's now wearing number one in green and gold for the Packers, and that is Micah Parsons. Doug Russell is the sports director at 97.3, the game in Milwaukee. As well, Packers game day host on the Packers radio network, and my longtime friend. You can follow him on Twitter, at Doug Russell on Twitter or X, and he'll be at Lambeau Field, of course, covering the game tomorrow night. So we're happy to have him here today. So you mentioned Micah, obviously. Now that he, and he only played the 30 snaps, it seemed like they also had an impact on the run. They did a good job stopping the run, and that's a good run attack for the Detroit Lions. Was it just, what would you say is the way to probably attack this Green Bay defense? Because I was trying to figure this out yesterday. The Commanders like to run some tempo. Micah has struggled with the run at times. We know he's got the balky back. Would you, if you're Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders, run tempo by design as they often do, but run it early and try and run at Micah? Or would you try and run away from Micah? How would you kind of... You know, and would you throw at the corners who Jair Alexander no longer is there? How would you kind of attack this Green Bay defense?
Yeah, not having Ja there, I'm not sure how much that's really hurting the Packers right now, considering what we saw on Sunday with his new team, the Ravens, of course. I'm sure many of your listeners watched that game.
Right, and well, he only played like seven games a year, too. So,
well, that was the other part of it, and they don't have to count on him anymore. I think the best attack, in my opinion, is not necessarily to run because, yeah, I mean, Kenny Clark, who they traded for Micah Parsons, was a run stuffer, no question. But they still have guys like Colby Wooden, who has been in there, and he's done a really, really nice job. Devontae Wyatt, a first-round draft choice. I mean, he's someone who has really been a player who's getting better and better. He doesn't get a lot of ink. Edgerrin Cooper in the middle at linebacker. He was second-round draft choice last year out of Texas A&M. He's blossoming into a superstar right now.
Yeah, that's the guy that worries me, absolutely.
I think he is someone whose trajectory is just going to continue to skyrocket. But if you're going to try to attack the Packers' defense, I think maybe you have to throw the ball. I mean, I think they're solid at safety. They've got Xavier McKinney, first-team All-Pro. You guys know Xavier McKinney from his days with the Giants as well as anybody. He can wreak havoc on other teams. Evan Williams in his second season out of Oregon, I think he's a really good free safety as well. But if you can throw at Keyshawn Nixon, if you can throw at Nate Hobbs, who's been slowed, you can throw at Carrington Valentine if he's in the ballgame as well. I think that's probably going to be your best bet at scoring some points. I think that there's an opportunity for Terry McLaurin to get in on Keyshawn Nixon once or twice throughout the game. So if you're going to attack the Packers' defense, it might be through the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Packers offense, you know, the Commanders offense racked up 432 yards. The Packer offense, only 266 on Sunday, but obviously because of their defensive dominance, as you kind of touched on, because of some other things, they were able to grind out 27 points, more points than the Commanders scored, on way less yards. Is this offense, in your opinion, dangerous and explosive, or are they just kind of good, solid, and effective?
I think right now they're good, solid, and effective with the opportunity to be explosive. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because Jordan Love really spread the ball around. I mean, in the first half, he threw the ball to 10 different receivers who caught the ball. I mean, even rookies like Savion Williams or Chris Brooks out of the backfield, who is, you know, the backup to Josh Jacobs right now. Matthew Golden caught a couple of passes, but just two passes, the right. First-round draft choice out of Texas. Tucker Kraft is a guy that you've got to really pay attention to because he's turned himself into an elite pass-catching tight end. They can run some two tight end sets when Luke Musgrave is in there as well. So they don't have that one guy yet. I think Matthew Golden is going to turn into that eventually, but not after one game in the NFL. Jaden Reed caught the 26-yard touchdown pass. Romeo Doubs, he got in there. He had a nice 34-yard pass reception as well. He caught both of the balls that were thrown his way. Dontavian Wicks hung on to the ball. That was a problem for him last year. So they're able to spread the ball around, but they don't have that one guy yet, especially with Christian Watson, who they just extended for another year yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But Christian Watson, who can high point the ball, who's got speed, who's got smarts, doesn't always have the best ball security and hasn't been able to stay on the field yet. They're kind of waiting for him to see what kind of NFL player he's going to be. But if you can bookend at some point Christian Watson on one side and Matthew Golden on the other, I think you're going to have a really explosive pass-catching duo with Jordan Love. But right now they're just spreading the ball around. They're using it's put it this way. If you're drafting a fantasy team, you're probably not going to be drafting a lot of Packers players on offense. You know what I mean? Maybe Josh Jacobs and maybe Jordan Love, but certainly none of the pass catchers.
If Josh Jacobs, say, runs for, I don't know, 70 yards tomorrow night, and he only had 66 on 19 carries, but he had a 3-yard touchdown run, the Packers offense against a certainly improving, not yet a good defense. I can't call it a good defense because they obliterated Russell Wilson and the dopey Giants. But if Josh Jacobs, say, is kept to around 70 yards, do you think the Packers, with what you mentioned about Kraft emerging and the variety at wide receiver, have more than enough weapons again against a good defense? Or do you think they need turnovers in order to win a game like that? I don't know what the best way to ask the question is. Basically, do they need Jacobs to be better against a better defense in order for them to be really efficient on offense?
I think you're going to see a split. And I don't mean to duck the question, but the Packers only ran 47 offensive snaps.
Right.
On Sunday,
right?
And the Lions
ran
53.
Detroit had so much time of possession. You're right.
So, I mean, I think that's probably one of the reasons. Now, 3.5 yards per carry average for Jacobs. You know, as you mentioned, the 19 carries, 66 yards. That's not going to jump off the page at anyone. But they were effective yards, right? And the Packers were able to create turnovers, and they were able to run clean plays. Their offense didn't create any penalties for themselves. They only had four for the entire game for 40 yards, which is winning football, and that was all on the defensive side. So, I mean, this is a team that when they don't, and this is going to sound like an obvious statement that any football moron could probably make, but I'm going to make it anyway. When you play as clean as the Packers did on Sunday against Detroit, you're probably not going to lose. And that's what we saw. We saw the ball get spread around. We saw Josh Jacobs be not spectacular but effective. We saw Jordan Love, same thing, not spectacular but effective. His quarterback rating was almost 130 because he took care of the ball, but he almost did throw another interception, though, too. So it's not a perfect offense yet. It's just right now, there are a bunch of guys who are really good but nobody who's really great right now, perhaps with the exception of Jacobs, and with the possibility that Jordan Love is going to be great again this season as he gets at least one or two of his weapons back and in more development.
Yeah, I look at it as a good and efficient offense for the most part. It's not an explosive offense, at least right now. As you said, it can be explosive on certain plays, but not explosive maybe throughout or consistently. One last one, and then I'll let you run, and I appreciate you. My guy, Doug Russell, again, Packers game day host on the Packers Radio Network and 97.3. The game in Milwaukee. Matty LaFleur is a guy that I covered and got to know when he was a young quarterbacks coach here from 2010 through 2013 with Mike and Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, he's gone on to great things, and he's the head coach. And Gutekunst, you know, has done from afar a pretty good job. Did the Micah deal and trade, did that put more pressure on them, or did that relieve some pressure in that it seemed like an all-in type move that they don't normally make?
So that's the narrative on the Packers, right? They are cautious. They don't go out and make big splashy plays, the big splashy moves. That was Ted Thompson that didn't do that. And I think that was amplified because we had a quarterback at the time who like to point those things out from time to time. That quarterback now plays in Pittsburgh. Ted tragically passed away a few years ago, but he hasn't been the general manager here in a while. Brian Gutekunst has been very aggressive as a general manager in the NFL. And it wasn't Ted Thompson who hired Brian Gutekunst. It was Ron Wolf who hired Brian Gutekunst back in 1999 as a scout, and he worked his way up and through the organization, but he's been here since the late 1990s. And what he saw was Ted Thompson, a guy who traded a first-round draft choice to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-string quarterback whose name nobody could pronounce.
and that worked out
pretty well for the Packers. So that was a huge roll of the dice. Ron Wolf also spent more money than anybody else in NFL history to bring in a free agent from Philadelphia who wound up maybe one of the top five defensive players in NFL history in Reggie White. That's another, not necessarily roll of the dice, but it was a lot of money at the time. Brian Gutekunst was a finalist for the Khalil Mack trade that ultimately probably is happy that he didn't pull off when Khalil Mack went to the Bears. Had one great season in Chicago and then kind of tailed off from there, but he was in on that trade. He's tried a couple of times and just hasn't been able to land it yet. And that is true probably for a lot of NFL general managers, but he's always in the conversation. And don't forget what he did a year ago when he brought in Josh Jacobs as a free agent, big money free agent, and Xavier McKinney is a big name, big money free agent.
No, you're right.
Brian Gutekunst has been very aggressive. The only surprise, at least in Green Bay, is that the trade happened at all. I didn't think Jerry was going to trade Micah Parsons. That I think has been pretty well documented that Rubicon had been crossed. But I'm not surprised that the Packers are right in the middle of it, and I'm not surprised that Brian Gutekunst was able to land it this time.
Last one real quickly. Is LaFleur pretty popular with the fan base, or do they not like him?
No, they like him. Matt LaFleur is liked in Wisconsin. He's had a lot of regular season success, but now you want the pelt on the wall, right?
Yeah.
After a while, fans get anxious. You've gotten us to the playoffs. We've seen double-digit wins year after year. Packers fans are spoiled. I know I'm not necessarily breaking any news, but I think that Washington football fans from the 1980s with the Redskins and prior to that with Joe Gibbs and Joe Theismann, the Hogs, John Riggins, and if you're, again, of a certain age, you become used to winning. And if you don't get that pelt on the wall, if you don't get that parade, if you don't get that trophy, if you don't get that banner, you're starting to wonder why. And I think that's where Packers fans are right now. It's been 15 years since the Packers have been to and won a Super Bowl, even though they've had, Hall of Fame quarterback play. Now, Jordan Love isn't a Hall of Famer yet by a long shot, but they're coming off of more than 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play, and they've only got two of those, as I say, pelts on the wall. Packers fans are hungry for another one. They've been to the NFC Championship game a couple of times. They've been to the divisional round a couple of times. Now they just want that next step, and they feel like maybe Micah Parsons is that player that can help get them to that next step, maybe in the same sense that Reggie White was back in the 1990s or that Charles Woodson was in the 2000 aughts.
It is hard to win in the NFL, but you're always a winner in my book, Doug. I appreciate you as always, my friend. Sorry I can't make it out to say hello in person, but we will get together, who knows, maybe for the NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field.
The NFC Championship game is here. I've got a guest room with your name on.
Attaboy! Attaboy! That's all I needed to hear. love you, man. Appreciate it. Have a good broadcast tomorrow. I'll talk to you real soon. I appreciate you as always, okay?
You're the best, my brother. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That is my guy, Doug Russell, at Doug Russell on Twitter. You can listen to him if you're going to Green Bay tomorrow or anytime. Sports Director 97.3, the game in Milwaukee. I think that's the station Zabe's on, if I'm not mistaken. I believe so. And also the host of Packers Game Day, pre and post, on the Packers Radio Network. Back in a flash. As we continue along here on a, Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.